and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, help us get write a review, help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or fuck Wells Fargo.
That makes no sense.
Well, what are you confused about?
If people don't subscribe, you're going to fuck Wells Fargo?
Or if they do subscribe.
So either way, fuck Wells Fargo?
Yes!
What's your problem with Wells Fargo?
Well, they discriminate against atheists.
Fuck Wells Fargo!
Now you're getting it. We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe!
And rule number two, if your listeners ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you.
Hell's Fargo.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Matt Kirshen, Chris Bono, and John Whiteside. You know these guys from Showbiz.
And hanging out with Showbiz people.
That's right.
John.
You had to listen to it twice, didn't you?
Yep.
Because we lost our feed just moments into the first take.
You know what? Let's try it again.
Okay, shut up.
I'm going to give each notes if a little mood for you.
Play with it. Have fun.
Have fun, Emery. Yeah.
How else would you direct? Have you directed? You direct, don't
Here
you?
And there, for sure.
Yeah. So you know. What direction would you give us on that intro?
Take it easy. You're doing fine. And start.
Well, let's see. So we have all kinds of things going on now.
Catch me up. I don't read. Come on. What's going on?
Well, one of the problems that we're having is, and it's not a problem. We're going to get around it. But one of the issues that we have is that our video switcher is running late. Mm. So we decided to go ahead and start without him, which is fine. We'll be all right. We'll get through it. But he's on his way, and we'll be here. He's in traffic.
All right.
But and Heather. Bless her soul. That's not something I said.
Ew. Wow. What the fuck?
The change has come over him.
Heather, bless her cunt, is taking care of the video switching for us. Is it working all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. You kind of confused?
No, it's funny because there's an empty chair here, so I was wondering why a camera was pointing at the computer in the background. And I forgot there's an empty chair there because I don't do this very often.
Matt Kirshen is caught in traffic, too. My best guess is that apparently the thugs are rioting somewhere between here and there.
That's why Joe Swam isn't here.
That's what?
Joe Swam is not in the chat room.
Oh, because of the riots?
Well, he mentioned something about the riots. He's like, either I'm going to get killed or I'll be late.
He's running late getting into the chat room.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wish you well, Joe. Joe lives in Baltimore. A lot of people may not know that.
Does he live in Baltimore?
Outskirts or Maryland somewhere.
I thought
he was
in Pennsylvania.
When he gets
He's East Coast. No one cares about it there.
He didn't just move there to be late.
No, he didn't. No, he did not. Okay. No. Yeah. Boy, a lot going on.
In the universe.
With the blacks. Is that the wrong way to say it? What am I, Fox Network?
Oh, my God.
We are definitely going to talk about that today. I mean, how can you do a show and not talk about the fact that there are riots going on in Baltimore? You have to.
There's a riot going on out here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, I would agree. There are riots going on in Baltimore.
There are.
Yeah. Saw it on the news in the morning. I have I just got a TV, and I have to switch back and forth because I watch most stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
So I have one plug that I have to take out and replace it. And I
why
thought,
don't you have me
I'll
over
just
some
tap
time.
Into it.
Where'd you get that
get
TV
a splitter?
From?
Is there a splitter?
Yeah.
From 1977, well, now, apparently.
Did you never get that 42-inch running?
I sent you
a big old
just,
screen.
Dude, nah, you know. I
trashed it?
Well, it's sitting there waiting for you to come glue this thing to the part.
So you still have it?
I still have it. Let's put it together.
Well, invite me over, and I'll hook that up for you.
Okay.
Yeah. God damn it.
Thursday's good for me.
Thursday's good for me, too. Thursday's good
no,
for
it's
me
not.
Too.
No, it's not. I got something Thursday
shit.
Night.
We've
we
got
are busy
shit to
hell,
do.
Aren't we?
Yeah,
Thursday
busy.
And Saturday are spoken for. You know I'm doing a show at Flappers on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Flappers, that sounds like a disease
and we were going,
of some sort.
It is.
We need to remove your flappers.
Your flappers are infected.
You've grown flappers. Your flappers are infected. This your grandmother's flappers. This it just sounds,
oh, okay, that's
yeah,
enough.
It just sounds
that's
bad.
Enough. You know what? This is a family show with a lot of content.
A family of angry atheist yes, children.
What's the difference between your grandmother and your grandmother's apple pie?
What?
You can eat your grandmother's apple pie. Or her flappers.
Okay.
Oh. Eat her flappers, everyone.
Do balls flappers. Get longer as you get older, John?
What's that?
Do balls? Good.
I think you threw the question to the right guy.
I think that's a good question.
Just because I'm old, you got to ask me that kind of a
I
question?
I think mine are getting longer.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't used to pee on them.
Okay.
Now I'm
everyone.
Having to wash my balls no. off once in a while.
I'm sorry, Emery.
Do you have this?
I don't have that. No, I don't have that problem. I got other problems.
You used to, I mean, you flew planes.
Yep.
Like Mach, how fast did you go? What's the fastest you hit? How many Mach?
You can go Mach 2 in the F-16, but you got to drop all the drop tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You,
now, how did that affect the length of your balls?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, think. It tore up my, you know, pulling G's, you know. When
I mean, you have to wear a cup, up, right? You have to wear like a cup for the G's.
No,
a
not,
G
not
cup?
The G-force.
The G-cup.
The G-cup. G-cup.
I've never thought about that. Maybe that should be recommended. Maybe that's my problem. One of my problems. I've got problems with all five appendages, so, you know, I've had operations on three.
Are these known issues from pulling G's?
Three, four, five.
Yeah, appendages. They're all tied to my neck, which is a typical fighter pilot injury.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know.
Just like from having the gig.
Yeah, well,
I'm from show business. We call everything a gig.
Everything's a gig.
Well, when you're young, you're stupid.
Yeah,
you know.
So you try to put your arm out the window.
And you think you're invincible. You think you're invincible.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you know. So you weigh 200 pounds. Now you're weighing 1,800 pounds at 9 G's.
Holy Christ!
So every single organ in your body is affected by that. So everything weighs 9 times as much.
Yeah.
And so it just literally pulls things apart.
Whoa. Yeah, well, the only thing about that is if you feel insecure about your weight, all you need to do is get back on the ground. You've lost quite a bit.
Well, this doesn't happen in space, right? I mean, once they're up away from the...
No.
Yeah, once they're up away from the gravitational effects of the Earth,
correct.
They can pull all kinds of G's and they're not having that same feeling.
Well, you don't... You know, you're in zero G is space.
But they lose... Body mass or not? Yeah, muscle mass.
Yes,
in space.
Yeah,
in space.
That's right. Because you know they're not doing anything. And,
right.
You know, and they're so instead of 1 G, which is what you are today right now sitting, you're 9 G's, and in space you're 0 G.
Right.
So.
But once you're at 0 G, the spaceship's flying at insane breakneck speeds. Much faster than, like, Mach 2, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot faster.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're not feeling the effects of that motion.
No, and you're not when you're going Mach 2, you're not feeling it either. It's when you make a turn.
Ooh.
And you put...
You get whiplash.
Yeah, you basically put G on the aircraft. So if you pull, it's going to make the forces of gravity that much stronger.
So
9 times G is, if you weigh 200 pounds, is... 1,800 pounds.
Right.
Holy crap.
And you, like, come home and you're doing normal things and suddenly you can't pick up a cracker and go, what the... it's those G's. I mean, like, what was the result of the...
Well, I don't think while he was a fighter pilot, he was getting home and these problems are happening. It was...
Normally, when you're a fighter pilot and you get through with a flight...
Fucking fighter pilot. Holy shit.
That's who you're sitting next to. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
Now
and
you
it
know.
Just sunk in.
Now you know.
You end up in the bar. You go to the bar. That's what you do because, you know, flying fighters is exciting. And to relax, you go to the bar, period.
Yeah. Everyone drinks afterward.
Yeah. You have to. Well, it's. I don't think it's that way. I'm not sure if it's that way anymore, but it was almost a requirement to be a drinker.
Really?
As a fighter pilot.
It's a men's club.
Yeah. It was. And fortunately, you know, it's not anymore.
Yeah.
You know, women can do this. I mean, who can't pull 9 Gs? You've got to acclimatize yourself for it. But you can do it. A woman can do this, and they're doing it. They're doing it good, too.
Yeah.
So.
What does 9 Gs do to a woman's tits, though?
what do they
makes
do
them as long as your balls.
Yeah.
No, it would smash them up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's like a mammogram or something for them, right? Just like flat all the way down to the feet or something.
That's making me really hard thinking about it.
Sure, man.
You can look it up. They do centrifuges where they it'll show your face and it's all
pulling the face
like
back. And you pass out and all that good stuff.
Like those hand dryers they have now, where you put your hand under it and it blows all the stuff. It always reminds me of those shots from Life magazine where the guy's going through that centrifuge, where the face gets sucked, and has the ripples through it,
and then they pass out.
Yeah,
you know, they get you to the point where they figure out what you can do. And this is a very serious thing, because if you pass out in the air going 9G, you're
screwed.
You're gonna crash. Yeah. In fact, that's a big problem in fighters, is people passing out and just augering in, is what they call it.
Augering.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
augering.
So it's a requirement to go through the centrifuge and make sure first that you can tolerate the G's.
Right. Yeah. And you wear suits that that make sure blood doesn't leave all the blood doesn't leave your head. That's what causes the passing
oxygen,
out, right?
Oxygen in there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They're breathing the oxygen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Well,
there you go.
Man.
The guy's amazing.
How'd we get off on that topic?
The guy's amazing.
I don't know what we did.
I'll tell you
more.
I need to know why my balls are getting longer.
That's how it started.
And what's the threshold? How much longer are my balls going to get? And why is my voice cracking when I'm talking about it?
I go into the bathroom one morning.
You need to get a professional opinion.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you might need to.
I come into the bathroom one morning. I'm brushing my teeth, and he's sitting there, and he's like, my balls are getting longer.
Well, like, they've always been grotesquely long anyway. They've already, it sucks when you look down and you realize you can pull your ball sack up over an erect penis. That is a long ball
sack. And that's just to sit on a park bench.
Yeah, and that might speak more to the length of my penis.
Ladies, I just want to let you know my boyfriend is available.
I am available.
For dates.
I am available. If you want to run away, I'm wondering how long my balls are going to get. That's all.
As big as your ears, probably.
The ears keep growing, they say, right?
Yeah.
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 I'm going to have to change these headphones. Yeah, I got to pull the hair out of mine. I don't understand those guys that don't. Do you pluck the hairs out when they grow on you, John?
What?
Yeah, I know.
Plugged a little too much.
Thank you, mate. I haven't seen John do comedy like this very often.
It was good.
You know, getting older, it's crazy. I mean, I'm 40. How old am I?
You're 42 through 7.
Am I 42?
Five and a half?
I forget. I'm 42. And
I don't know.
Things are appearing on my body that didn't used to be there. And I'm wondering, what the fuck? And mama never told me that things like this would
special
happen.
Special guest stars?
Yeah, kind of.
Hello.
Heather, have you gotten to the point where you say, what was that? You know, like a phantom pain?
Oh, yeah. That
happens. Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I already have pinched nerve slip disc action going on. So I have constant pain for the most part.
Okay.
The exercising that I do really, really helps, though. Can keep me from being in so much freaking pain. But what I find when I'm sedentary, right? Is that right?
Sedentary.
When I'm sitting around and not doing anything, that's when I start to really hurt. The less I do, the more I start hurting.
Sure. They have to, your body tells your muscles, well, if you're not moving them, we don't have to do anything.
Right.
They kind of atrophy naturally. Yeah. But if you put them into motion,
yeah. And Wendy's, she's 66 or 7 now, my best friend, and she's active. She's very active. She's got more energy than me, but she walks for an hour every morning.
It's kind of that life extension stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like people are starting to discover that if they remain active and take care of themselves, the body's going to keep giving them that youthful, muscle tone, et cetera, if they do the work for it and the proper nutrition for it as well.
Yeah, she eats
fuck
pretty healthy.
Fuck the work. I just want to die.
Let's call it play.
What? Huh? What?
Play instead of work.
You talking like a black guy again?
Here it is, man. No, I wasn't.
I'm going to start a fucking riot in here in a minute.
Sometimes it's just that with the microphone, it ends up turning into a little low tone. Hey, glad that you're here, everyone.
The whitest guy that talks the best like a black guy I have ever met is Charles Flesher. You know Charles Flesher?
Yes.
The guy's amazing. He's such a wigger.
And that's a talent?
Yeah,
I've never heard him do that. Oh, actually, I think I have on stage. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on stage.
Yeah,
but he does it when you're hanging out, too. He's kind of an on guy.
Man, what you going to do, man? Yeah, he jumps into it, yeah.
That's like the 70s jive talker.
Yeah, of course. Of course, yeah. Through
things have been updated lately.
Have they?
Yes, slang is different.
It's not like somebody in a Quentin Tarantino film. Hey,
man. Apparently, thug is a slur now, thanks to Fox News.
Well, yeah, now it is.
Yeah.
I have not seen. Well, I only saw CNN's coverage on the Baltimore thing that morning. I plugged in my television, but I haven't seen the Fox version of it.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
What's the weird shitty spin on that?
We have one Fox video to show that has a preacher on it, who is not blaming the riots. It's like he's like, stop blaming it on race. It's not about race. It's about sin.
Oh, it's about sin.
You know. Gives them extra stuff to say on Sunday.
So unless you've been living
New
under
angle.
A rock, Baltimore is in a huge uproar right now over
sin deficit.
Sin deficit. Yeah. Yes.
What's going on? They have a sin deficit.
Overspend.
People are very upset because another young man was killed or died.
Stop it.
As a result of police brutality.
You mean police doing their job?
Police doing their job, I guess.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available to the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com /Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in America. ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy the damn thing.
I'm going to interrupt the show real quickly and say Matt Kirshen just sent me a text. And if you want to know what that says, stay tuned. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To fuck Wells Fargo.
Okay, well, that's not really
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now, back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Chris Bono and John Whiteside. Matt Kirshen is not going to make the show as expected tonight. I got a text from him.
He's dead.
He's not what? Dead.
He texted from the other world, other life.
He couldn't have done that.
From heaven.
No. Someone hit him on the 101. So he was involved in an accident. He says he's okay. Oh. And what was that?
She's still disappointed.
Heather's disappointed. So he's waiting for a
he's
tow truck.
He's not going to listen to this.
And
he wasn't on it.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
Damn.
You like to stir the shit.
What? Me?
You do.
Sure.
Thanks for having me on that show you're producing.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for being on Men Are People Too with Lisa
Orr. There we
Orton.
Go. Men Are People Too.
Yeah. Just when she told me the title of it, I was like, that's... Seriously? That's going to be Men Are People Too?
Now,
is
listen,
there a movement that...
I advise you to tune in to Men Are People Too. Because the title itself, it really speaks volumes to to the perspective of the show.
Absolutely.
It's really, really great. So check out Men Are People Too. You'll send me a link when it's up, right?
Yeah, it's on honestlysa.com.
Honestlysa.com. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me over on there.
Oh, you were great.
Now, stop it. We are going to talk this week about something we talked about last time we had John Whiteside in.
Then we have to talk about the riots some more.
And we'll get back to the riots.
we have to talk about it.
The Wells Fargo protest. Now, Heather and I were involved in this protest.
Yes.
And I know, Chris, you're just hearing about it for
this
the first
time. This is awesome.
Time.
I'll take it in and see if I can stir up some
shit.
Yeah,
well, let's see what you think of it. So here's the deal. John Whiteside, who's the fighter pilot sitting next to you,
went in
to have a document notarized at Wells Fargo where he has a bank account.
Right.
And the document was a very common document, especially in Vegas. I would hazard to guess. Boy, am I 50 or what?
I would.
Hazard to guess.
on a, I would reckon
on a scale of 1 to I would hazard to propose that
it's that's a, what I hate about getting old. You know, when I was younger and I would use older guy phrases, it'd be like, "Oh, that's funny, you pulled that out of there," and now I'm using them really.
Right. So you would hazard a guess.
Yeah, he went in. First of all, I would hazard a guess that the document that you wanted to get notarized is one of the most common documents in Vegas, and of all the places on the planet, more of this document is notarized there than anywhere else in the world, I would guess.
Ball Lincoln,
especially at this location, because the you know most of the wedding chapels in Las Vegas are you know either downtown or within a couple of miles of downtown.
Right.
This particular branch was 1 mile from Fremont Street.
Okay,
you know where that is. So it's
is
it's,
that old? Is that old Vegas for you?
Yeah,
old Vegas.
Yeah.
It's you know the light show and everything.
The original strip.
Yeah.
But so I walked in just expecting to get this thing notarized, and it was an affidavit to solemnize marriages. So I'm saying this person, we have over 1,000, we have about 1,250 celebrants right now, or officiants, excuse me, that are allowed to marry people. And what we do is we donate to secular charities and charities. We accept no fees for our officiants.
Mm-hmm.
They direct people to donate to charities. And
okay.
2014, we raised almost $100,000 doing things like this.
Wow.
2015, we've already raised about a little bit over $70,000. So I went in to get this thing notarized, and like I said, it's just saying this guy's in good standing with the church, and I authorize this individual to do officiant services.
Be an officiant.
Right.
Okay.
And this is the first step. Nevada's pretty strict on this. The second step is they do a background check on you. So first I have to say this guy, yes. Okay? So I walked in, and I presented my ID and my Wells Fargo bank card. And now she claims, or at least Wells Fargo claims, I'm not sure she was ever even interviewed, but Wells Fargo claims that she didn't snicker. But the name of the church is the United Church of Bacon. Everybody snickers. And that's not a big deal. That's fine.
Right.
But what I like about Wells Fargo saying that to the state of Nevada is...
In other words, claiming that she didn't?
Claiming that she didn't snicker. What I like about that is... after Wells Fargo refused to do an internal investigation, because he refused to notarize the document.
Okay.
Okay? After they refused to do an internal investigation, the state of Nevada Equal Rights Commission asked that we participate in mediation. We agreed. They refused.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my attorney requested that a tape of the transaction be saved. So Wells Fargo tells the Nevada Equal Rights Commission that she didn't they assured the Equal Rights Commission that she didn't snicker.
Uh-huh.
So let's see this tape, because that'll also show me trying, bending over backwards, because her only question was, where does your church bank? And I said, you mean like Wells Fargo? She goes, no, you got to have a bank account somewhere. And that's
right?
So I was basically stonewalled.
It doesn't make sense.
You don't got to have a bank account somewhere to get something notarized.
And I kept repeating, look, our ninth tenet of the church states we pay taxes as a church,
mm-hmm.
so there's no, it's not a nonprofit church. I pay for all of the advertising and everything, and we're LLC. And so the bottom line is she refused to do it. And like I said, we requested the tape be preserved. Wells Fargo assures the state that she didn't snicker. What it'll also show, and also my internet record will show, is I'm bending over backwards. I'm trying to fish. What do you want? Because that's the only question she asked. So after 20 minutes of this, I said, "Look, this is a legal church, and we're a church of atheists and skeptics, and I suggest you get a legal opinion, because we have over 4,000 members, about 4,500 now, and you know we have services. This is our authorized service right here, the Art and Atheist and Skeptically Yours, and we have Sunday school with Penn Sunday School,
right?
So we have everything required." And the state of Nevada recognizes us as a state. I'm sorry, as a church. So
you can find the records online.
Yeah, exactly. So since she refused to do this, I asked her to get a legal opinion. And while she was gone, I thought all I can think of is maybe she thinks my ID's fraudulent. So when she came back and she said, "No, I'm not going to do this," I said, "All right, well, give me all my money out of the bank." And she instantly issued me a check.
Right.
Now, a good check.
Get out of our bank.
There's a lot of money. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
We don't want to deal with you. Yeah.
And that was your personal account.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I want to ask a very clear question that wasn't stated clearly. You sat there talking to her. I understand your perspective on it. I have a simple yes-no question. Did she snicker?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a fact. You're saying she snickered, and you know that the camera will show that that happened.
Yes. It'll also show me trying to show her things.
That's the next thing I'm going to.
Okay. All
right. The next thing I'm going to is you, as you were shadow boxing with her, you trying to figure out what her problem was, because she wasn't saying it out loud. She was being elusive. You offered many link options to show her that you are who you are, that you're involved with the church, all of these things. And
she
one
didn't
of those links,
look anything up.
Well, one of those links that you offered her was a state-run website that lists John Whiteside as an officiant of the church, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So that was an option, but none of these options did she exercise. She didn't go to your website to look at it.
No.
She didn't. Okay.
I kept showing her, trying to show her my phone and say, "Look at this," and this would be shown on the tape too.
Right, right, right.
And also, you know, there's an internet record of this somewhere. So if we get a court order to do this, it's going to show me for 20 minutes shadow boxing in the dark, like you said,
pulling up these websites to show her that she refused to look at.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's very clear. I understand that. At the end of the conversation, before you took your money out, when you were about to take your money out, she said she wouldn't notarize the document, and she said, what was the reason she gave you?
She never – that's the thing. I was shadow boxing. All she kept saying was, where's your church bank? And I said, you mean like Wells Fargo? And she goes, no, you got to have a bank account somewhere.
I understand all that. I thought you had said previously when we spoke, last time you were on the show, that she had said she couldn't confirm that you were authorized to sign on behalf of
– No,
that didn't happen?
That's what came out as the reason that the Equal Rights Commission denied the complaint.
So she wouldn't even give you a reason at the desk?
No, I was shadow boxing the entire time.
She just said, I'm not going to do it.
I found out that was her reason when I read the Nevada Equal Rights Commission report.
Okay. So I have one thing misunderstood. I'm glad we cleared that up.
And you said that there was a tape. Is it available? Will they show it to
you? The bank owns it. This is the bank.
Well, the bank assured.
Right.
The Nevada Equal Rights Commission that she didn't snicker. Now, how does a bank know that unless they have the tape? So let's see the tape.
Well, we know they have the tape. The banks are all
no. We don't know that.
They
might
camera tape or
yeah. Well, we just asked a tape of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, is it a case where she pushes a button, we're starting the transaction?
No, the bank.
Or is just the surveillance?
It's just constantly
it's whatever.
Monitoring.
Yeah, everything's being monitored.
Everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
right.
For the record, everything in Vegas is monitored.
Oh yeah, well, yes.
Virtually
it is.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop picking your nose on elevators, people. But the blowjobs on elevators, keep it up. Those are great. We presume that they have a record of this, a video record that they.
I presume that unless the Nevada Equal Rights Commission just took their word for it, which if that's the case, they should not have included it in the report.
Right. So you went to the Nevada Rights
Rights Commission.
Rights Commission, and you filed a report, and they came back and said our findings are that there wasn't a problem. Is that right?
Their findings were that she didn't notarize the document because she couldn't, that's the key word, verify my signing authority with the church.
Okay.
Now there's
we're going to get to
yeah
that.
How would one do that?
That's,
you know,
that, right, that's exactly
it's not
right.
Necessary. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to get to that after the break. We're going to take another break.
It's way beyond her responsibility.
Well, yeah, I mean,
hold on,
yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
All
when
right,
come back from the break. So leave something for the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good news indeed. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only 10 bucks per year. We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. That's right. Every once in a while, somebody actually sends me an email and says, I can't even afford 10 bucks per year. You folks who give us more are the reason that we can just give it back to them. So that's how it works. Be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. And please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wells Fargo.
Fuck Wells Fargo. Fuck.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Chris Bono and John Whiteside.
Arr.
We are absent Matt Kirshen due to a non-injury accident. You are so evil. So I want to get us right back into this discussion.
Please.
We were having. First of all, the question that everybody has is, what is a notary's job? In other words, is that claim even a valid claim? And by that I mean the claim that she couldn't confirm that John Whiteside had signing authority for the church, the United Church of Bacon. Now, here's the answer to that question. It's really cut and dried. I mean, it's black and white. A notary's job is not to confirm whether or not someone has the authority to sign that document. That's not her job. That's not any notary's job.
Yeah.
When we did the show last time, we had someone sitting right here next to you who was indeed a notary.
Hmm.
And the minute we were talking about this, the minute we broke it down, she started talking about how that is not our job. She knew it immediately.
She's a witness, right? I mean,
that's
it's ostensibly
it.
a witness
for the
that
state.
You have this form and
right.
It's dated.
Yeah.
And that you're signing it.
And this guy, if he did wrong, if he wasn't,
well,
he's got proof of it legally that he is the authentic person that walked in claiming that, you know, then, you know,
this,
or whatever.
This was a statement between me and the state, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was a witness. All she had to do is watch me raise my right hand and make a sworn statement under the penalty of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to understand the contents of the document. The document could be understood by a third grader. It said, this guy's in good standing, and I authorize him to perform marriage ceremonies.
Man over there is part of church.
Yeah.
And crayon.
Now, to take it to the extreme example, you could hand me that document.
No, but you'd have to.
And I could go into any bank or any notary and get it notarized. And the notary could say to me, if they wanted, they could say, "You have signing authority." They could ask me that, and I would say, "Yes, I do." And then they would stamp it. There is no way to confirm that I have signing authority for that church for a notary. It's not a reasonable idea.
No,
fundamentally,
it's not. No.
You know, notaries don't do this. You know, judges might do this if it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers will do this if it comes to that. All the notary does is say, on this day, that man stood before me and put his name on that document, and that document is a document that certifies someone to officiate over a marriage. That's all the notary's job is.
Right. And all you need for that is a proof that you are
just
a minister.
Well, this
can officiate a marriage.
This goes to the Clark County Clerk's office, and then they do a background investigation. This is just the first step, okay? And there's many more steps in Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, so this was a first step, and like I said, we've got about 1,250 marriage officials
so
now.
So you've done this over and over and over again.
Actually, Emory did it. Emory did it.
We wanted to find out if Wells Fargo made a reasonable claim at all. And in order to discover whether they were making a reasonable claim, mm-hmm. John gave me one of those forms that he took in.
Okay.
And I went into the Wells Fargo he had got into.
Ooh.
And I got a different person.
Yeah.
I only know that because this person seemed to have a penis. And I... you can't be sure these days, eh?
Right.
With the thinking and the damn and the Jenner. and the Jenner.
And the Jenner.
So I sat down and I said I'd like to get this notarized. The document was taken over to a manager of the building. They knew I was there because they knew who I was. They knew that I was with the protest out in front of their bank.
You know, I was there with
you. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
a lot goes on when you take afternoon naps. And
that's right.
Don't look at the TV.
And so I went into to get Heather as an officiant.
I can marry people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she can help you ruin your life if you'd like. So can
sweet.
I. And I don't remember how long, but for a certain period of time, maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, something in that neighborhood, the document was in the hands of the management. And then it was brought over, put down, and it was notarized. No one asked me if I was with the church. No one asked me if I had signing authority for the church. No one asked me where I banked.
Well, they were being on their best behavior. Well,
church of Bacon?
There.
Well, let me tell you why they didn't.
Yes, it has. That's the first line.
It's still on there, right there.
Right
there. Yeah.
We didn't do any bait and switching. This is exactly the document John had, and I was getting Heather, turning her into a legal officiant
right.
of the United Church of Bacon. Now... that is how it works. I mean, I am with the church, and I can go get this done. Right, John?
Right.
Okay. So, but that wasn't even questioned. And the reason it wasn't questioned is because it's not a question that you ask when you're a fucking notary.
Right.
That's why it wasn't asked.
Well, now, is the issue then, is this an isolated incident?
Absolutely not, and I'll tell you how I know.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll tell you how I know it's not an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Because Dave Silverman experienced the same kind of discrimination.
He's the president of American Atheists.
Okay.
On the East Coast when he went in to have something signed American Atheist leader. Mm-hmm. He went in to have something notarized at a bank. Was it a bank?
It was a bank, but his circumstance was a little bit different. I was dealing with the customer service manager of the bank.
Okay.
And so I couldn't go any higher. What this woman that David was dealing with, she said she used RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is basically what Indiana used, you know, to say, hey, we can discriminate against gays, you know, and it made such a big ruckus about that.
Yeah.
But he was offered another notary. I couldn't go any higher. So she used RFRA, and she says, I just don't feel comfortable signing something for American Atheists. I experienced a different situation where she just flat refused, and I couldn't go any higher. Now,
and she also, I think, this is my opinion, she also was savvy enough to not say, I'm not signing something for this cock and bull church.
If she would have used RFRA, she might have actually gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Okay, but she didn't. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so the next day I called Wells Fargo, and I said, "Would you?" The individual I spoke to, he said, "We only do official business. We only sign, notarize for official business." I said, "No, I've had plenty of things notarized at Wells Fargo.
Yeah,
I could go to the next closest Wells Fargo and get this thing notarized, and that's exactly what I did. I went,
right.
I walked into a bank that was a little bit further away than this bank."
Uh-huh.
And Wells Fargo, and got it notarized in 5 minutes. I went in at 9 o'clock. By 9:05, I was out with the same document that was not notarized the day before. So this is an individual employee that I'm complaining about.
Yeah, because it sounds like as far as I know, two Wells Fargos said groovy.
Right.
And they said okay. Of course, when it became a big deal,
that was after the fact.
See, they won't admit their mistake.
So what's right? And but Here's the thing. So what's the problem is the big question. You can go across the street and get it done. I'm going to tell you what's the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is there is a law. There's a law and there's an organization that's supposed to represent people who are who violate that law, not represent, investigate people who violate that law and represent people who are victims of people violating this law.
Discrimination.
And that organization, that government entity is not doing its fucking job. Now, this is my personal opinion, am of the opinion we don't fucking need those kind of laws. That is my opinion. So it seems weird. I had someone send me an email. Why aren't you being consistent? I don't think that we should have these kinds of laws. Many of my friends disagree with me. Some of my friends don't. I think that this gentleman here who's running our board, he would agree with me. We don't need these fucking specialty laws to protect people from this. He would agree.
To protect people from being discriminated.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. These specialty laws that protect religions.
Why do you say that?
Okay. My take on it is that if a problem is not systemic, then it doesn't need the government getting involved. And by that, I mean this.
So in a perfect world.
If it's widespread, if it's going through the organization itself.
If no
if it's a
black
policy,
person can sit at any counter in Selma to eat.
Right.
Then the feds need to step the fuck in.
Absolutely.
And we need to fight for the right to party.
Yeah.
if there's nowhere you can go.
Yeah.
We can go across the street. So from my perspective, there shouldn't be a law. That's why I'm involved in this. You and I necessarily don't agree, see eye to eye on it, John, in terms of why you're involved. But I'm involved because we don't need this fucking law. That's my opinion.
Is it a special law? Like, should it be a special law that is, like, you know, the box is opened up when it's a situation like you mentioned with Selma? So if it's systemic, yes.
Well, let's talk.
Protect them.
This is kind of a multi-tiered thing. Number one. You've got a law that's supposed to be protecting John Whiteside and me and everybody else from this kind of discrimination and holding people responsible for it.
Right.
And it's not even being adhered to.
Right.
So you've got a law that doesn't fucking work. Okay? If she wouldn't do it because we were Baptists or because we were anything other than secular or atheist, you're goddamn right there would be somebody doing something. They would be enacting this law, and they would be taking care of it if we were part of the accepted versions of religion that are out there.
Right.
That's my problem with it, and it's why I don't think we should have these fucking laws. So that's my take on that.
Yeah, but that's confusing sounding.
How's it confusing?
Because you're saying we shouldn't have these laws, but we have to because.
No, I'm not saying we have to be because. I'm saying if you do have the fucking law, make it work. Use it. Do the fucking job. Nevada did not do the job according to the law.
So we should have these laws, just do the job.
I'm saying if we have the law, if we have the law
exists.
Then represent atheists and secularists
law, leave the law as is, get off your ass and take care of everybody of all different belief structures.
That's my argument.
You're not arguing the libertarian view.
A little bit. No, there's some libertarian views
there is.
In what I'm arguing.
I'm not completely disagreeing with you, but here's a problem that I see. If the corporation doesn't address just an isolated case, that gives other employees carte blanche to discriminate against atheists. In 2011, there was a study by the University of Oregon and the University of British Columbia that found that atheists were trusted on the same level as rapists.
Lower.
Lower.
Yeah, we're right below rapists, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the problem right there. If the corporation won't address atheists and secularists in their training, in their anti-discrimination training, then they're endorsing it. And that's the problem. Is there so many people that think that we're bad, that we're immoral, we're un-American, and we're not. You know, we're no different from a person that's, any other people. What it really takes, you've got bad people of religion, good people of religion. you've got bad people that are atheists and good people that are atheists.
Yeah. You got your good niggas and you got your... Oh, that's not what I was trying to say.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
my grandpa used to say that.
Film or
my grandpa used to actually say that. Yeah. You got your good niggas, you got your bad niggas.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I know, right?
but you know...
He thought he was being progressive, by the way.
Well, yeah but he wasn't. but the bottom line is that, is basically we're looking at a situation where we're not protected.
Right.
And we're viewed as immoral, and we're not immoral.
Well, see, that's why they've got a law in place, and they're not. They have a law in place, and they're not extending it to secularists and atheists. Mm. And that's why I'm involved in this. That's exactly why I jumped on it.
Right, right.
It's because the law is there. The fact that I don't think the law should be there doesn't really stop me from stepping up and going, "What you're doing is wrong." I'm saying what they're doing is wrong on more than one level.
Right.
That's all I'm doing. I have a more complex view of what's wrong here. It's absolutely wrong that they have a law they're not even stepping up and using to protect John Whiteside.
Have you got Wells Fargo's statement there?
Oh, I want to hear that.
Oh boy!
Well, yeah. You know what? We'll pull
Let's
that
make
up during
it up
the break.
If we don't have it.
I can tell you right. I can tell you
Let's
right
do it,
now.
Do it after the break. Okay. We're going to do it after the break. It's a quick break. Don't worry about it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners: Friar Lance, Will, the Jedi Smurf, PZ's Smegma, IP. Therefore, I am. Astrology for Cats, John Hamill, Kentucky Atheist Asshole, Van Prague Cunt Pickle.
Van Prague?
Van Prague Cunt Pickle.
Oh, no.
Perry Deliliola. Carl Barrett, Dinosaurs Didn't Exist Christian, Frothy Santorum, Craigslist Come Hole, Snake Oil, Emery Schmegma and Avocado on Toast, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the World Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody, I
what
think.
What kind of name is Joe Swam? And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Chris Bono and John Whiteside. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
It was really funny. I was kind of planning on doing this entire show in the voice.
Oh, no.
It's going to happen one of these days. I'm doing a whole show. I'm going to do a whole show as Chris Walken.
Chris Walken?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was Kevin Pollak.
These boots were made for me. So so here's the... you wanted us to pull up, or do you know it? You know the statement?
I pretty much know it. Okay. Basically, they're calling me a liar.
They are calling you a liar.
Now, was it the accusation, like the snicker is coming up a lot, so the snicker was a little bit...
That's no big deal. Everybody snickers. I don't have a problem with that. But it just shows, since they used that, since they said that to the Nevada Equal Rights Commission, they assured that she didn't snicker. Then, I mean, why
did... Let me be clear.
Because the snickering was a clue to her saying, no, we're not going to...
Well,
not
necessarily.
I'm not going to deal with an atheist.
Not necessarily. You know what the snicker is a clue to?
Yeah.
The fact that Wells Fargo's willing to lie about the encounter.
And
that's
Nevada
what it's
Equal
really
Rights,
about.
Yeah, yeah. Nevada Equal Rights Commission is allowing that unless they saw the tape. And if they have the tape, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, well, they have to. They should have to show it to you, and it needs to be pressed until they do.
Yeah.
But they said they assured... the Equal Rights Commission that she didn't snicker. Mm-hmm. He knows that she snickered,
right?
And so that's that. What it's not, again, it's not about the snicker. I want to be very clear.
It's about the omission of it.
It's about the fact that they're lying. Yeah, what it's about.
She didn't snicker. Well, she don't. Did you snicker? Yes, I did. We're not telling them that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's. I mean, that's what it, in my mind. That's
bullshit.
What's going on.
Right.
She may have told them she didn't snicker because she doesn't remember snickering. Well, that may happen,
well,
I suppose.
You know,
but
like you're saying about being discriminated against, would there have been some kind of was there some kind of comment that said, you know, we're not going to allow this atheist church? You know what I mean? Like specific, making it very specific as to why, or just a solid no?
Well, that's the job of the Nevada Equal Rights Commission to determine.
Right, because and clearly, like you said, it's a you can go down the street situation.
Right,
it was probably an individual of some sort. Like that's just.
My mama would not let me talk to an atheist. You know, that kind of.
Yeah.
But you don't believe in Jesus.
Well,
that's good.
What needs to happen is she needs to be put in front of people who are going to judge whether or not she's lying. That's, yeah. I mean, our day in court is really what we're asking for, and I don't mean literally in court, in mediation or whatever. Get some people in the room with her.
Yeah.
Get some people in the room with Wells Fargo, and ask the hard questions and make them face those questions and answer them. And the questions are, why did you not sign this document? And then the question is, if they stick to their current line of argument, she couldn't confirm that he was authorized to sign, then the next question is, explain to us what your job is as a notary, then answer that question again.
Sure.
Because your job as a notary
is a witness, as far as I know.
That's it. So Article A, refusal to notarize, right here on the nationalnotary.org, when you look at the notary code, which I'm looking at as I speak, 1A1, refusal without due cause. The notary shall not refuse to perform a lawful and proper notarial act without due cause. They give illustrations on this as well. Here's the illustration. The notary is asked by a stranger to notarize that person's signature on a document. However, the notary is hesitant to notarize for any unknown individual because of a presumed increased likelihood of fraud and liability. This is it, right? The ethical imperative. As a public officer and servant, the notary notarizes the stranger's signature after identifying this individual, if no improprieties are requested or detected.
Right. Easy. Easy. You got ID?
I get a little.
You got some proof?
Yeah, that's
great.
It.
I mean, every government organization, many of them, is like, you know, give us
anybody,
a bill.
Is there anybody at this table that's wondering if she knew he was John Whiteside? She gave him a fucking check for all the money he had in the bank.
Wow, that fast.
Yeah.
Was it a fast turnaround like she had it in the desk?
I spent 20 minutes trying to shadow box in the dark, and when she came back and she said, I'm not going to do it, I said, give me all my money out of the bank, and she instantly issued me a check. So it never was a question of identification. Now, Wells Fargo, in their statement, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Wells Fargo basically said Wells Fargo does not discriminate. Yet in 2012, $175 million to African Americans, Hispanics, and women. Okay, and then since then, Chicago has sued them, or Cook County sued them for the same thing. I think New York has too. They've even been sued by pregnant women for discrimination. This is all discrimination. Their blanket statement is
that $120 million was to suits.
Let's be fair, though. Pregnant women are pretty moody. They'll sue anybody.
Hey!
What?
I've never been pregnant.
All right.
All right.
No, but they're saying, the first thing they say is, in the statement about this, is we don't discriminate. Yet, I go back to Thomas Paine's statement, which is, you know, a founding father, which is infidelity does not consist in believing or disbelieving, but professing to believe what you don't. In other words, these guys know that they have been convicted of discrimination in the last 3 years quite a bit.
Right, right.
So that's the first thing they say. The second thing they say is they categorically deny what I'm saying.
They categorically deny it.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Yeah.
So all we're asking for is an apology from Wells Fargo and for them to address secularists and atheists, atheophobia, secular phobia in their training. But by not addressing it, by just saying we don't discriminate and we're not a protected class, they're going to continue to do this.
Gotcha.
So you invited atheists and secular people and members of the Church of United Church of Bacon. You invited us to come protest.
Right.
And
in Vegas?
Yeah.
In
Vegas.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we had seven national leaders of the secular and atheist movement in Las Vegas.
You deserve to be second-class citizens.
Yeah. We're protesting Wells Fargo for discrimination against atheists, secularists, free thinkers, anybody that doesn't really have an idea that there's a God.
We're here today to protest unfair treatment by Wells Fargo. It's
Dave Silverman.
One of the employees who actually discriminated against an atheist on the basis of his atheism.
Honk if you hate discrimination!
That would be Heather.
The second we walked out here, a lady drove by in her car, and she saw the sign, and she yelled out at us, "Yeah! Wells Fargo discriminates! They've always discriminated!"
It was a notarization of a document to solemnize marriages. I was certifying that somebody was authorized by the church to perform marriages.
So we were out there. That's a video that I was playing. You can find that on YouTube by searching for Wells Fargo Religious Discrimination Protest. Check it out. Let people see it. Put it on Twitter. Push it out there. Are we going to continue protesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Until they face this.
Yes.
We're also going after the politicians in Nevada, right?
They're trying to help us.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
They're getting you're having meetings with them, you're talking to them, you're explaining what happened, and you're asking them to put pressure on this this organization or this part of the Nevada Equal Rights Commission, that commission.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, basically what we're trying to do now is to get somebody that can make a decision at Wells Fargo to have a face-to-face meeting with them and work out a statement.
Yeah,
it would benefit Wells Fargo. 20% of America is secular. It would benefit Wells Fargo if they were to work this out instead of fighting us, because this isn't over. We're not going to stop fighting this.
I have a friend in West Virginia who's pulling out a six-figure, closing a six-figure account.
There's a lot of people that are considering it. You know,
yeah.
It's a big thing to close your bank account. I mean, it's horrible to open one up and close yours. You know, you got direct deposits and everything else that goes into a bank account.
Right.
And it's not an easy decision, but we're not going to drop this. We would love to settle this right now. We're not asking for money from Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. We're asking for an apology. We're not asking for anybody to be fired, because this individual, you know, in my opinion, since it's not in their anti-discrimination training that you can't discriminate against atheists, and we're not thought well of in America, that you know, she just was ignorant on what she should be doing.
Right.
You know, she thought it was okay.
Right. Nope. None of us want to see her fired. None of us want to see her harmed.
Was there something in the Patriot Act against atheists at all? Or
in the Patriot Act?
Maybe she confused the wording.
Yeah, I don't think the Patriot Act is something that she needs to be.
I just, an atheist is a terrorist. Terrorist. He came out of the building. Give him his money.
Well, you know, this is how people see atheists sometimes,
yeah.
As long as these inaccurate misnomers about what we are, who we are, how we are, and what we do, as long as they're commonplace, we're gonna keep speaking up when we encounter it, and we're gonna use laws that are in place to make sure that people hear us and understand.
I'm with you, man.
We're not bad people, and we deserve to be treated equally. We really do.
Sure.
If not better.
I don't think better is what
we
asking for.
We deserve more.
Red carpet everywhere you go.
We don't deserve.
Champagne.
I'm turning off her mic. I've turned her off her mic. She can't do that.
Shit.
Okay.
It's back on.
Oh, hello.
She can reach her mic on her own. So, that's why I'm involved. I think I've been very clear about that. I wanted to make sure that I discussed why I'm involved on the show, because I think some of the listeners are a little confused about my perspective.
What
on
can
stuff.
The listeners do to like help support
I'll
this
tell you exactly
situation.
What you can do. First of all, pay attention to our Twitter feed. Go to praisebacon.com, follow that Twitter feed, and when we hold other protests, we'll let you know. When we put things up after the protest videos, get them out there, push them out there further. If you have a Wells Fargo account, you can go into the... Listen, I know what I'm asking of you. I get that I'm asking something massive. I'm not asking you something that's impossible, and I'm not asking you to do something that is as bold as what Bruce Jenner did, but I am asking you to do this. If you understand that was tough. I mean, going on TV as Bruce Jenner did and talking about the trans that he's going through.
Oh yeah.
And he is transitioning into a woman.
Seriously transitioning.
Is amazing. That guy is a superhero. I'm using that pronoun because that's what he said to use at this point.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to that,
Stick
too.
Stick to the branding.
When you know somebody who is transgender or in the trans community.
Transitioning.
From one to the
other. Ask them what they want to be referred to as, and that's how you refer to them.
Superhero.
It's that simple. It's right. That fucking simple. I'm not asking you to do a Bruce Jenner. I'm asking you to consider whether or not you want to keep your money in a bank that is refusing to simply do what they promise they'll do in their bylaws. They have zero what is the phrase? Zero tolerance policy for discrimination.
We're not included, though.
And we are not. We're clearly not included.
They say they don't discriminate against anybody, but they're not addressing this. They wouldn't, like I said, they would not do an internal investigation. They would not do mediation. And now the excuse is not a good excuse.
Yeah. If you have a zero tolerance policy,
yeah.
wouldn't you immediately want to sit down with the person who is trying to explain to you that they were discriminated against and say, we have a zero policy here. Please tell us what happened. We want to get to the bottom of this.
You would think.
Wouldn't you want to do that?
I tried.
And the answer is no.
Well, they have lawyers, too.
Yeah,
they are probably the ones that said, you know, you're going to get sued if you acquiesce and say that this actually happened.
Well, I've said that publicly. I'm not after suing Wells. That's not my purpose in this, is suing Wells Fargo.
I just wonder what it was like communicating with them. Were they, you know, scoffing to some degree? Or they told me we don't.
No, they basically denied that they notarized documents other than official Wells Fargo business.
They lied. They lied about their policy on notarization. Yeah. They lied about that woman. And they offer
a notary service, is what you're saying, right?
They absolutely do. When I went in, I said, do you notarize for people who have accounts here? And they said yes, and I showed them my card and my ID, and they notarized for me. They lied to him, and they said to John, we only notarize official bank business. That's a lie. I got something notarized. Someone else got something notarized with our group. He's had things notarized. John has had things notarized there before. They're just lying.
Which would explain in some way her question about the bank. Well, where's your church bank? You know,
you think she was going to play that card if he had a bank?
If he said Wells Fargo, you think that would have changed anything?
No.
We're going to find out what he thinks after the break, because we, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. For the free hour, we'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I said very soon too fast, didn't I?
Very soon.
Oh, there we go. I want to thank our guests, Chris Bono and John Whiteside. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Ryan Magnon, despite the fact that he was running late. Tune in next week when our guest will be.
All right.
And we'll be talking about...
Whatever.
It's because we don't really know who our guests are next week. This has been the free version of episode 168, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Foxswam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Wells Fargo Winters.
You got a final fuck Wells Fargo in there. Where can people find you? They can find you at praisebacon.com.
That's correct.
Go to praisebacon.com to find out more about the Wells Fargo debacle. How about you, Chris Bono?
You can find me at chrisbono.com, and I've got a store there of all the art that I do, as well as a link to my podcast, or to my TV show, video show, YouTube show, Electric Bono Land.
Chris Bono has art on our walls. There are three pieces hanging here. Thank you for that, Chris. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
Fuck Wells Fargo.
Fuck 'em.